talking today with Mike Mayberry. He's the executive director of the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. And we asked him to just stop today and just kind of tell us a little bit about what is ag mediation.
Casey, thank you for the opportunity to share about our program. We're a nonprofit out of Oklahoma that is funded by USDA grants to try to work with farmers and ranchers and Oklahoma producers to help them in times of stress. We all know there's a lot of stress out there right now of many types. But what I mean by stress is either financial or a dispute with a neighbor, a dispute with a lender or a creditor. There's lots of ways that we can help Oklahoma farmers and ranchers.
Well, and one of the things that I think sometimes people are not aware of you guys, and they don't actually know that you can help them, but if they come to you, you can answer questions and ask questions about what can be mediated. So tell us a little bit about the actual problems and things that can be mediated that you guys can help with.
Now, lots of times somebody will call us up or write us or otherwise contact us and say, can you help with this? And the answer is, most likely we can if it fits in the listing of types of problems contained in the grant program that we're part of. But most often what they will do is they'll say, I'm either financially in trouble or I've got a contractual dispute or I'm fighting with my neighbor. Is there some way you can help? We want to do that. The first and most important thing is that that needs to be an Oklahoma farming operation or ranching operation. Doesn't mean the person has to live in Oklahoma. They could live in Kansas or Texas or Missouri, but they have to have their farming operation in Oklahoma, and that gets them in the door. If it's a USDA-type dispute, usually they've received a letter, and they need to respond to that rather quickly. There's a 30-day limit by which time they must ask for mediation.
And this is a lot easier than trying to get a lawyer and going through the court systems and having to get in front of a judge, because you could actually take all of the stress out of that by just doing mediation.
Yes, mediation is what I would call a high success, low impact way to solve disputes. The mediator, and oftentimes that's me, will gather everybody into a room at a neutral location, and I'll start out by saying, what are we here to talk about today? And they'll say, well, we've got some debt, or we've got a contract dispute, or I'm not getting along with my neighbor, and we're fussing over where the fence is supposed to be, or whatever. And the mediator is always neutral. He's on nobody's side, but he's on everybody's side, because he's trying to get to a solution that works for everybody. Right. And when I say get to a solution, what I mean is the mediator doesn't decide it. He helps the parties advance to a decision that they can agree on.
Well, you talked about this being a stressful time for farmers, and it's really just, it's a stressful time for everybody going through things right now. What are you hearing some of the biggest issues that folks are having to deal with right now to be mediated?
Well, there's lots of folks that between the markets and the droughts, it doesn't feel like a drought much right now, but a lot of Oklahoma is still classified as drought. But between the cattle market rising and falling so quickly, or other markets, puts them in a position where they can't pay their bills.
Right.
And so whether it's with the feed store or on an annual note that they have to pay, if we can get everybody into the room, and it is voluntary to come to the room, but if you can get your lender or your creditor or your neighbor to come to the room to talk about it, we can usually find some way to make it better than it was before you got there.
Well, if folks have a question about something that that may or may not qualify for mediation, do they just call you, or how does that part work?
Well, if they've heard of us and they're familiar with the program, or one of their neighbors can tell them about it, it's just as good to call. If they want to read about us, they can go online to and Google it, Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation, or they can go to the OK.gov site and then put /mediation and find out about the program. There's a lot of information on there as to how mediation works and how it can help in general terms.
And even in the midst of COVID, you guys are open and you're ready for producers.
Absolutely. When the parties prefer, we'll mediate by phone. We can always find a place to mediate that has the appropriate social distancing for safety, and we can all wear masks if we need to, but you know, the one of the best things about mediation is everybody's in the room safely. Even before COVID, they were in there safely. They're always in there safely in a way that they can talk it out, openly discuss it. Nobody's in who's trying hard in mediation is there to get something on somebody. They're genuinely interested in trying to solve the problem.
Right.
So we want them to be safe and always, including these times when we're all worried about COVID-19.
Well, Mike, it's a great program, and we just want to get the word out about it because you guys have been able to help so many people across several states, and we just appreciate that. And give everybody the phone number where they can call you if they have questions about ag mediation.
You know, it's 405-521-3934. And even if we're out of the office at that particular moment, it'll ring through to cell phones and we'll be able to help you right away. Our hours don't always end up being 8 to 5. We're open all the time. There's also an 800 number, which is 800-248-5465. 800-248-5465.
Thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate the information.
Glad for the opportunity. Thank you.